Get ready now for Rocket to the Future, Part 2. Tonight's episode, Escape. Once again, we soar off into the space age future, 1993, with the officers and crew of the Earth's Space Force. As we remember from a previous episode, we learned that the space bandits on Luna Base 3 that had kidnapped Interim Captain Casey are in fact working for the Federal Interplanetary Security System, which always takes a portion of their ransom collection. Fortunately, Captain Casey's captors passed out from the lack of oxygen in the thin air of their abandoned space warehouse.
With these two clowns passed out, I can work loose these space ropes and escape.
I guess she forgot that the air's thin there for everyone. Anyway, with nothing going on now at the abandoned space warehouse, let's go back to the space brig to check on Lieutenant Schickelgruber, Cadet Nettie Nemesis, and Lieutenant Commander Fauna.
Commander? Nettie?
How was your interrogation, Lieutenant? Did you enjoy their generic space cola?
I told them I wouldn't talk unless they put in at least 3 ice cubes.
And did they?
They sure did, Commander.
Oh, wow. Since when did you get so space tough?
Prison changes a man.
That was fast. We've only been here for 2 hours.
What did you tell them?
I told them that I knew about their whole space scam, how long it's been going on, what their plans are, and who at the top of Space Force Command was behind it all.
I thought nothing was going on, besides the petty grifting and pilfering of Space Force resources that Commander Fauna and I have always been busy with.
Quiet, Nemesis. What plans are you talking about, Lieutenant?
Geez, Commander. You don't have to get all shouty italics with me. I don't know about any space scam or plans. I made it up just to see what would happen.
So then what happened?
They started muttering to each other in the corner, and best of all...
What?
They gave me 4 more ice cubes for my space cola.
Hello? Anyone there? This is Sparky McLean, embedded space reporter for Upper Earth News.
Sparky, is that you? The guard's asleep. I think everyone else went home.
You should probably try back later.
You idiots. I'm here to spring you with Commander Train.
Well, if it isn't 3 of my least favorite Earth Space Force officers.
Lovely to see you, Commander.
Never mind that now. Have you seen Lieutenant Chesterfield?
Never mind that now. We have to rush out to an abandoned space warehouse on the outskirts of Luna Base 3, where they're keeping Interim Captain Casey.
And apparently the air is thin there, so we'll take these tanks of extra oxygen. This must be the place, Commander.
Let me just blast the door open.
There she is! Now bring those oxygen tanks.
Iris, Sparky, you other two, you've come to rescue me.
Well, Francis, you actually need to stay kidnapped here for a while longer. You see, if we wait till you're promoted from interim to acting captain, we can double your ransom amount.
That's all the time we have now for Rocket to the Future, Part 2. Tune in again next time when we'll hear Lieutenant Schickelgruber tell the guard...
Everyone else escaped, but I stuck around because you MPs promised to fix me my favorite breakfast. Now, where is it?
We'd like to thank our cast of stars. Jody Stewart-Strobelt, Nancy Roth, Ann Porter, Scott Herrick, Greg Smith, Sarah O'Hare, and Tony Flynn. We'd also like to thank the only man who eats grapes with a knife and fork, Brian Lindsay. This episode was written by Tony Flynn with script supervision by Sarah O'Hare. Rocket to the Future is a production of Men in Charge Enterprises. And remember, don't be a fascist.